Travis, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. All right. Oh, I was so worried it was going to be a depressing story. Oh, that's awesome. You realize he may exist as solely the best internet meme of all time if you pull that off. Like, that's probably going to be pretty up there.
At this point, it's a long con.
Yeah. All right, guys. I've been looking forward to this all month, especially with the team's family, especially since when I talked to Eric Garneau, I was like, dude, you have to do sitcom renditions, and he's like, already a step ahead of you.
Editor's note, you'll never hear these.
And even more, I was going to enjoy explaining what the sitcoms are about to Andrew Bentley later on.
Catch up later.
When you find out about the adventures of the Code Man, dude, and Bruce Lee Urkel, oh, I could go on. I wanted to talk off the cuff tonight. Fortunately, I didn't have enough journal entries to talk about 7th grade, so I'm dealing with this family. It's mostly just arguing about my report cards. But you got father, mother, sister, brother. But I see your party has no wizard. I consider myself very blessed where I come from. I don't mean to brag, but I do. I love my family. It took me 22 years to realize that I actually loved them. I didn't hate them. I never had problems with it. I never entirely got them. I didn't always have fun on the family vacations. I was the brother that locked himself like in the room and was just watching TV or reading or other things. But I distanced myself from them. Not, and never bad blood, I just always had more fun and adventure with friends and other friends' family, as terrible as that sound. I would go on vacations with them and it was awesome. My mom did not like sleepovers. It was nothing against the kids I hung out with. She just would like give this crazy laundry list of reasons why. Like, you didn't realize how much of a sleepover is an inconvenience to your mother until she lists how many things you got. She's just like, you gotta feed them, then I gotta clean up, and you guys are gonna build a pillow for it, and then I gotta take it down, and you're gonna yell at me because I took down the pillow for it. But the family is probably the greatest support system you can ever have. And that's not strictly just blood. It can be blood or bond, in my opinion. A family isn't just genetics, as we've covered a number of times tonight, that there's a number of factors that define it. I threw myself into the world of comic books and adventures and plenty of escapism. I still this day love it. I will never retire being a geek. If it hasn't stopped at this point, it's not going to happen. I love it way too much, and fiction is so much cooler than real life. But you look at everything. You look at the Avengers we talked about. You look at the Justice League. You look at the Ninja Turtles who eat pizza all the time and skateboard. Like, that's like the greatest life in the world. They're all, in their sense, a family. There's no one, and I know you hear these a lot in speeches, like, who's to define it? Webster's definition of whatever is this, that, the other. But a family can be anything. Like, we look in comic books, you could feel like an alien whose entire planet has blown up and will never see the last of your species. Your parents could have died in Crime Alley, you know, or various other things. Clearly that didn't happen to anyone here. Mm-hmm. But one thing particularly that put it in perspective is Dungeons & Dragons. I think that you look at each one of the key ingredients of it. You got your knight, your paladin, your leader of the group, noble-hearted, who started. Maybe it's your father, maybe it's your mother, I don't know. You have the cleric. You got the priest, the healer, the nurturer, the person that's always there to pick up the pieces, the one that's your moral compass, whatever your belief is. You've got the rogue, the shady one who you feel like you can't always count on, but just in the clutch, out of nowhere, they come in and save the day, and they surprise you. And then you have your fighter. You've got the person who is stubborn as can be, but will sit there and defend you to the death, whether it's with fists or whether it's protecting, whatever. But each one of those are key ingredients. Like, that's what makes a family. I myself never really fit particularly one of those roles. I fancy myself a jack of all trades, but absolutely a master of none. I've never thought myself any terribly good or exceptional above anything else. But I remember, to date back to middle school Sawyer, I remember being so lost in middle school. I remember, like, being utterly confused. I did not know what I wanted to do. Academically, I was terrible. Maybe average. Slightly below average on that. I was horrendous at sports. I remember telling my dad, just because I thought that's what every kid was supposed to be, I was like, I'm going to be in the NBA. He's like, I don't think you are. But he told me, my dad, for one, would find little things about the way that I played different sports. Basketball, I was maybe the best at the time, and that's still not saying much. But he'd find little things like, but you got that shot. You got that nice shot. It's just, every time he said, you just kind of finesse it in. But there's a whole number of other factors. If I was playing by myself, then yeah, basketball was my game. But my dad also taught me about the three Fs. I think that are the key to success. And it's in this exact order. The first is faith. Now, that's not to say just religion. I think it's just to find a belief in something and stick to it, no matter how illogical it sounds. That if it makes sense to you and if it works, then you stick by that. Next is family. They are always there for you. They are blood. And it may be hard, and families, I understand, come in very, very different shapes and sizes. I watched a lot of my friends go through different things with their families. I came from, like, the purest white bread, boring, lame family. But like Patton Oswalt said, we need families like that. And I grew to appreciate that, too. I appreciated their boringness and their lameness because it helped me become who I am. And lastly, but certainly not by any means least, is friends. We need friends. Because things may come up. Your family may not always be there due to a number of factors. There could be anything that comes up. But friends can take over that position of family. I've lost a lot of friends for different reasons. Sometimes because I thought maybe I was an asshole or I didn't like what they were doing. Whatever the reason was there, I don't have as many friends as I used to. And it's fine. I push forward because I still have my family at the same time. But I think other people can utilize those friends that they have because the two are kind of interchangeable. I moved out here in Chicago last September. And it was weird. It was a big change for me. Normally, I'm not a fan of change. I don't like it unless it's completely decided by me and I know how it's going to be and I get neurotic about the whole thing. When I left, several things happened. One, for the first time in my life, I saw my mother cry outside of settling an argument with me and my younger brother, traumatizing her. We finished loading up the truck and she had turned away right as a tear was coming down. And I had never seen my mom cry. My mom didn't even cry at my sister's wedding, and it was no discredit to her, but that's the first time I had ever seen her do that. And it was right as she said, I love you. The other thing that I saw, didn't see, but it was right the night before I left. I got a call from my youngest sister, who's 14 years old, who I love to death. She didn't get a chance to say goodbye. So it was fine on the phone, and I hear it get quiet. And I hear her start to cry. And that was the most heartbreaking part about leaving. Was that I'm only going to see her a few times a year. And I'm like, there's so many things I want to teach you before I leave. And I'm going to miss you a lot. Because she's the one person that will call me when I am having a rough day. And pick me up in that little adolescent, like, thing that just kids have. That we don't have as much as we used to. And I want that. I want a family more than anything. A lot of people don't, and I know it's really weird to hear someone my age say that, especially when they're single. And especially when you're on Match.com and you're like, no, seriously, I want a family. And I'm not going to rape you. But that's what I want. And it takes time, and it's frustrating, and I feel like I hit my head against the wall. But I know it's going to happen. I know it is out there, and I know it's possible. And I watch How I Met Your Mother, and I think that show is actually kind of bullshit because Ted Mosby's dated a lot of really hot girls, and they were nice, and I don't get it. But and I still watch it. I don't know. And Robin's life is not so bad, and I thought it was kind of bullshit that it was her and Neil Patrick Harris getting married. Anyways. if it's a week past the episode, it's fair game on spoilers. Like you didn't know it was going to be Robin. Anyways, but wrapping up though, that's what I want. And I think a lot of the people here do want the same thing and have learned to find, to bring their own sense of family to things. And hopefully in my rambling and impromptu speech, I hit some good points that made sense and didn't bore you guys. But thank you for your time, guys. And congratulations to you guys very much. That's awesome. Thank you very much, Sawyer. I could see Dwight, like, stewing when you start criticizing How I Met Your Mother, because I know you get a little defensive about that show. Well, like, even now, you're like...
No, it's just the thing is, they explain why Ted hasn't been with those girls.
Dwight!
Yeah. They explain
can
it.
You,
they tell
can you tell
them,
Dwight!
I love the show, but I'm getting more and more frustrated. Trust me, I'm like, I've stuck with it a lot longer than other people have. I mostly just really hate Robin complaining. I'm like, you're beautiful and you have an awesome job, and that's what she wanted.
Yeah,
so I don't...
she works for S.H.I.E.L.D. So.
Yeah!
Bring it home, Chris Geiger. Thank you for diffusing that.
Are you sure this theme is an event?